closed captioned for the reality impaired. It's the Jerry Bader Show.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Jerry Bader Program. I'm Seth Mila, sitting in for Jerry today as he enjoys more vacation. And we hope he comes back well-rested and full of all kinds of energy. I'm sure he will. The question is, will he come back with a bit of an Irish brogue? I'm saying yes. I'm going to put $20 saying that he does a little bit. Just, you know, I'm not saying he's going to go full-on leprechaun, but maybe a little bit. We'll have to see how that happens. Welcome to the program. Love to hear from you. If you want to send me your thoughts, comments about what we're talking about, maybe make some suggestions of things that we should talk about, I welcome it. Send me an email, seth.mela, S-E-T-H dot M-E-L-A, at WSAU.com. All right, let's start off this morning's program by perhaps taking a look at the education system. We had an interesting conversation last week with a gentleman that made some suggestions of what he thought could be done to improve our education system. We're going to go a different route today and take a look at some of the challenges that are happening. And let's start with Texas, shall we? Second grade teacher near Dallas by the name of Brandy Young. She sent home a letter to her parents last week. They are already back in school, obviously. And this letter has caught the attention of the internet. The letter says she's not going to be assigning any homework this year. And again, she's a second grade teacher. She teaches second grade. Nope, no homework. She believes that there's no proof that doing homework helps kids do better in school. She also thinks that spending more quality time with family may work better to create improvements in the classroom. The letter says, quote, "After much research this summer, I am trying something new. Homework will only consist of work that your student did not finish during the school day. Research has been unable to prove that homework improves student performance, so I ask that you spend your evenings doing things that are proven to correlate with student success." She listed stuff they should do instead. Eating dinner as a family together, reading together, playing outside, making sure the kids go to bed at a good time and get plenty of sleep. So one of the students' moms posted the entire letter, of course on Facebook, said her daughter is ecstatic about the new policy. Well, duh, as a student, I would be too. I hated doing homework when I was a kid. Let me put it to you this way. I hated doing homework through my entire school experience, including getting my college degree. I hated it. But it did serve a purpose. Apparently, a few other teachers in the school district might try this as well. Okay. There's issues on both sides of the coin here. First of all, let's take the positive. All right, let's start off with a positive. There are times later on in your school career, middle school and high school and so forth, where you're changing classes and each teacher assigns some homework and you can come home with several hours worth of work to do. I don't think that is beneficial. I think, what's the old adage? I believe a preacher said the brain can only absorb as much as the butt will endure. Well, there comes a point where you've gone over this, you've studied that, and you hit a brick wall. You just can't absorb anymore. And it doesn't matter if it's repetitious or not. It's just not getting the job done. So I do think that there is a point where homework is too much to focus on. I also believe that she's right that a lot of things that can help a student do better in school is a solid family environment. Yeah, eating dinner together is a great thing to do. You talk about your day. Even if with a second grader, there's not a lot of meaningful conversation that happens interacting with the second grader, the child gets to observe their parents interacting with each other. showing concern for each other, showing involvement in each other's day, maybe showing some affection and love and appreciation. It's a very positive thing. I think if you're not going to do homework, sure, an alternative would be spending time together, playing outside, etc. These are great ideas, and I applaud the intention. And later on in the school curriculum, middle school and so forth, I might be more willing to accept this and say, okay, let's see what happens. And I know I'm showing my age here, but when I was in grade school, second grade, you're starting to learn the basics, math, English, and so forth. You're learning the basics, and this has got to be second nature. You have to know without thinking about it. 1 + 1 = 2. You have to know 4 + 4 = 8. You have to know these things. You have to know how to spell cat, C-A-T, without thinking about it, without having to sound it out. And part of that is repetition. Part of that is, yes, going over it in class, but going home and running through your math assignment, your worksheet, going through a spelling worksheet, going through a vocabulary, even at that age. Repetition gives the basis. Let me stop and just take a side note, an example of how repetition can affect you. Were you watching the Olympics when the young Army individual was getting ready to make his pole vault practice jump? And he's hustling down the lane. He's got the pole vault. He's got the pole in his hand. And he's just short of planting the pole and alley-ooping up and over the bar. And the American national anthem began playing. This guy skidded to a halt, dropped the pole, snapped to attention, faced where I believe he thought the flag was, to pay respect and to be respectful as the national anthem started playing. My impression of this is that's Army training. When you hear the national anthem, that takes precedent. You stop what you're doing, soldier. Snap to attention and pay respect to your country. It seemed to me that while he was just enormously focused on the jump that he's getting ready to make, this pole vault that he's getting ready to do, his training kicked in. He heard the national anthem, and it wasn't something he thought about. It was something he did because of his training. Snap to attention and pay attention and be respectful. This is what I'm talking about that needs to be done with the rudiments of education, math and English, spelling. You know what I'm talking about. And as far as I can only speak for myself personally. I have read some of the research that says that homework isn't as beneficial as was once thought. But I've also read research that says, yes, repetition builds the building blocks on which you continue your education. You have a solid educational foundation of the basics, and it is easier for you to move forward. Again, that seems common sense to me. But when I was in school, I had to repeat this stuff. I had to until I got it. We used to have time tests in grade school. The principal of the school would come into the classroom and say, okay, here we go. I'm going to give you 10 or 20 math questions. I'm going to rattle them off. You write down the answer, and whoever gets the most answers correct, you won some kind of prize. I don't remember what it was. And man, that was something I really wanted. I wanted to win the prize. And I studied and I did the math repetitiously in my homework. 3 × 4 = 12. You know, until I got it and where I could look at the problem and know it. That's homework. So I see what she's saying. I just don't think this is a good idea in grade school. I just don't. I disagree with her approach. No more homework. And I would like to see, I would like to see the parents of the school system object and say, let's take a look at the issue realistically. And let's not do away with homework, but let's make sure that the homework that is assigned is purposeful and does the right thing. Then I want to talk about a student in Tallahassee, Florida. Speaking of the Pledge of Allegiance, all right, we're gonna pick on Tallahassee, Florida now. They have gone back to school as well. And part of when you're getting all established and set up is you get the code of conduct. This is a book that tells you this is what's going to happen. This is what happens if you don't do the right thing. And these are the consequences. These are the rewards. And the student signs the code of conduct. And the parents take a look at it. They agree with it. They sign it. Boom, back off to the school it goes. So we're all on the same page, literally, on what happens in the classroom. Well, an elementary school young lady brought home from her school in Leon County near Tallahassee the Code of Conduct booklet. And a page in this Code of Conduct stuck out to the parent. It was a Pledge of Allegiance opt-out form. It says, I understand my rights as a parent, and I request that my child, noted above, be excused from reciting the Pledge of Allegiance, the form says. This request includes standing and placing his, her hand, right hand over his, her heart. Now, this particular mom, I kind of agree with her in her approach. She put on the form and sent it back. This is the dumbest thing I have ever heard, and I am ashamed of this. Family members were also unhappy with the situation, put it up on Facebook, and it got a lot of attention, as you can assume. The brother-in-law says, look, I just personally feel that it is respectful to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance in schools, even if you do so in silence. I was shocked when I saw a waiver because it comes across as if the schools are now promoting the opt-out in some sense. Just because it's law doesn't make it right. Boy, is that true or what? Just because it's the law doesn't make it right. Laws are passed all the time that were where people are unaware. My hope, this is the family member talking, my hope is that this post brings attention to people so that maybe the same policy to send out waivers doesn't pass in another state. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, the school board responds. Why the heck did they do this? What was their reasoning? And maybe the solution to this type of situation. I'm Seth Mila, sitting in for Jerry Bader. Send me an email, seth.mila@wsau.com. We'll be right back.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybadershow.com.